So we're in Hilchos Matanos Saniyim, Perek Zayin, Halacha Gimel. The Rambam writes, based on the Gemara Ksuvis and Daf Samach Zayin, Lefima Shechoser Hani Ata Mitzuve Litein Lo. Pay attention to that Lashon. Ata Mitzuve Litein Lo. Im Ein Lo Ksus Mechasim Oso, Im Ein Lo Kli Bayis, Konin Lo, Im Ein Lo Isha Masiyan Oso. Vim Haisa Isha Masiyan Oso Leish, Afilu Hayadarka Shalze Ani Lirko Vel Asus, Ve'evet Ratzlevanov, Veheani veYarad minechasev konin lo sirs loko sus lirkovalav veEved larutz lefanav shenemar de machsoro asher yechsar lo umitzuve ata lahashlem chesrono veinata mitzuve laasra. So again, the Gemara in Ksuvis inside Tanu Rabbanan de machsoro tatzim mitzuve lav lefarneso veinata mitzuve lav laasra asher yechsar lo afilu sus lirkovalav veEved larutz lefanav. Amru alav al hul hazaken shalakach la'ani ben tovim, a person who had come from an established family, people of means, and the person became indigent, echad. So la'ani ben tovim echad, sus lirkov alav, eved larutz lefanav, pamachas lomatzo eved larutz lefanav, eratz lefanav, shloshem ilim. This is, of course, mechasiduso, mitzidkuso, shel hillel hazaken. So, one could ask a simplistic question. Ata mitzuve, de machsoro asher yechsar lo, ata mitzuve lav lefarneso, vi ata mitzuve lav laosro. So this sounds not just lefarneso, but eved larutz lefana vesus lirkov alav. That's not something that everybody has. But again, as the Kiryas Sefer points out, it's quite obvious from the presentation of the Rambam that it's all based on what the person had initially. In other words, darko shel zeh ha'ani. If it was darko shel zeh ha'ani, you don't have to go beyond that. If he had, a regular horse, you don't have to get him an Arabian horse. If he had, a Chevrolet, you don't have to get him a Cadillac. But it is about matching where the ani came from. Now, the lashon of the Rambam that I pointed out at the beginning is very important because it touches on a massive machlokes between the Rama, who is supported at least a little bit by the Shach, against the Bach and the Gaon, and they are able to cite the Rambam very clearly in their support. And the question is, in terms of this aspect of Tzedaka, De Machsoro Asher Yechsar Lo, is this a Chovas HaTzibur, or is it a Chovas HaYachid? So the Rambam says it's a Chovas HaTzibur. Only the Rabbim has an obligation to sustain somebody at this level, sus lirkov alav eved larutz lefanav. But the Rambam clearly doesn't agree with that, and this is pointed out by the Gaon and the Bach. Lefima shechaser ha'ani ata mitzuve litein lo. Ata mitzuve. Nothing to do. We haven't mentioned anything in this parak yet about agabai shel tzedaka, about the chovas harabim, the chovas hatzibur. Right, it's very clear. And then not only that, but the raya would be from Hillel HaZaken himself, right? Hillel did this not as a representative of Klal Yisrael, not as the Nasi, but he did this as a Yachid, right? Hillel HaZaken was Ratz Lefanav, this Ani Ben Tovim. Hillel HaZaken couldn't find the Eved Ratz Lefanav, Shlosha Milan. So it appears to be a Chovas HaYachid, at least Lashitas HaRambam, which is a remarkable thing. So the Rambam is going to go on to talk about, what happens in Yad HaNosein Maseges if you're not able to afford that. So that's something that we'll get to in a little bit. But the point is that it fundamentally is part of the same Chovas HaYachid that includes Pasoach Tivtach Es Yad HaChalo. And as we talked about yesterday, Lo Se'ametzes Levavcha Velo Sikpos Etz Yadcha Me'achicha Ha'evyon. Just in conclusion, a bit of a word about the whole institution of Demach Soro Asher Yechsar Lo. We could talk about a little bit going forward. We'll have on Monday an opportunity, God willing, to discuss this even more. But it obviously reflects the idea that tzedakah, as we discussed when we were doing the Hakdama and the Sefer HaMitzvos, is predicated not on the notion of simply writing checks and financial well-being, but it has to do primarily with a sense of dignity, which is why a halva is a completely separate mitzvah, im kesef talveh sami, because you're preventing the person from having to be degraded. So, de machsoro asher yechsar lo, You can't claim poverty if you don't have a sus lirkov alav eved larutz lefanav. Surely not. But there's a question of a personal dignity. People have become accustomed, you know, ani ben tovim, become accustomed to a certain kind of a lifestyle. So you could argue about whether that's a good thing to begin with. That's a legitimate question to ask. Is it a good thing to become accustomed to such a lifestyle? But the reality is, if a person is accustomed to that lifestyle, so not being able to live at that lifestyle creates sentiments of discomfort, inadequacy, and even to a certain extent, feelings of shame. And if that's true, so we have to do what we can to alleviate people from those kinds of negative associations and negative kinds of experiences. So demachzor asher yachzar lo is obviously a very, very, very clear indicator that what we're talking about is obviously relative to the emotional well-being, and not just the financial well-being of a particular individual. So that obviously gets to the heart of what the mitzvah of tzedakah is all about. So demachzoro asher yachzar lo, the fact that tzedakah is not a one-size-fits-all, but it's tailored to the individual, is a very clear example of how the halacha recognizes the human factor, and especially the social and emotional factor, in terms of what money means to people. Demachzoro asher yachzar lo, the highly personal nature of the mitzvah of tzedakah. And again, tarte mashma, because of the Rambam, and the Bach, and the Gaon, against the Ramah, and supported a little bit by the Shach, who argued that this was really about a chovas atzibur, you don't have that impression at all for the Rambam.